Frustration is building between Christchurch restaurant owners and taxi drivers over the lack of parking in the city, with no solution in sight. A bar owner is fed up with taxi drivers sitting in car parks, saying it stops people from coming into the city. However, taxi drivers say they have little choice with so few taxi stands available within the city's four avenues. The tension follows reports of small businesses struggling in the CBD, which prompted a major advertising campaign by the council to get people back into the city centre. Nicholas Poynton filed this report.
On Christchurch's busy Hereford Street, two taxis sit in five-minute car parks and have not moved for the past 30 minutes. 100 metres down the road is a taxi stand which is filled to capacity. Taxis not paying for car parks is an issue which has frustrated the Little Fiddler pub co-owner Mel Ling for some time now.
When they're not paying for it, they're taking up car parks where people in town need to use them. And there's a big difference from quickly parking there and paying $3 to going to a car park building where you get charged twice as much when you're just running in and out.
In August, a council commission report revealed that shoppers prefer to stick to the suburbs rather than venture into the city. Ms Ling believes the lack of parking in the CBD is a major reason why people have shied away. She says taxis taking up car parks is affecting her business.
When there's day business going on, it does affect your day charge. At night, people are more likely to drink more and they taxi in and taxi home for safety reasons. Totally get that. But during the day, it's during the day and the rudeness involved in it that really winds a lot of people up.
Ms Ling's attempts to confront the drivers have been met with abuse.
And when you try to talk to them or go to explain it, they just abuse you. I've been called quite a few pretty little things so far, and it gets to a point where you're almost intimidated by them.
Ms Ling and her husband have singled out Blue Star taxis, complaining to the company about the harassment. Blue Star declined to be interviewed but says they have received no complaints about their drivers verbally abusing the public. Ms Ling says while she is frustrated, she empathises with the drivers.
I mean, I know they've got their business to do and all that, so, I mean, the council obviously has to put more taxi ranks in somewhere during the day. At night, I mean, at night down here is just chaos full stop, whether you're a taxi driver or an Uber driver anyway. But, I mean, I understand that at 11 o'clock onwards, fine. Those are the rules. We abide by them. We don't go and park in taxi ranks during the day.
Taxi drivers on the streets of Christchurch echo the same message, saying there are not enough taxi stands in the city. One taxi driver, who did not want to be named, says the lack of taxi stands means competition for a space can be fierce. He says drivers are often slapped with $200 fines by the police if they are parked just outside a taxi stand.
So if there's four cars you can park at the stand, and if your car is hanging out a little bit out of the park, I mean out of the taxi stand, which is yellow line, you get the ticket at the same time. So especially on the weekends, you don't make much money because there are heaps of taxis out there. So if you got a ticket like $200 a night, pretty much whatever you earn, your money is gone. But the problem is, end of the story, like we don't have enough parking in the city.
He called for the police and parking wardens to use their discretion. Christchurch City Council parking compliance leader, Daryl O'Keefe, reiterated that his job is to enforce parking-related offending, although he says parking wardens will often try to find amicable solutions.
My staff will always try to gain compliance first. The exception to that is if we've got a trouble spot area, which again is that Hereford Street area where it's a standing complaint, so they'll just issue infringement notices. They won't ask them to move. But in general, they try to get compliance in the first instance.
Mr O'Keefe says there are between 45 and 50 taxi spaces available in the city. In March, the council voted to create four more taxi stands along Hereford Street, but no date has yet been set for their completion. For Checkpoint, Nicholas Poynton.